we have been monitoring, and we noticed that a number of stations are complying, while some have not. So we sent letters, caution letters, some of the flouting media stations, and we have copied the police CID on the state, because when it comes to issue of prosecution, they are supposed to handle it. So we've given them copies. We spoke with them yesterday, and we are preparing to take the necessary action.
So, which means for now, you have not sanctioned any media house for flouting the law?
Yeah, giving a caution. Yes, we have cautioned so far. That's what we have done. But we are preparing new set of letters that will be sent round. Those letters have some sanctions in them. Maybe either by close of work or by later by Monday, those letters will go.
Per your monitoring, were you able to record some of the address, both on radio and on TV?
Oh, yes, and we have everything. We have everything. We have recorded some of them.
And before you send those caution letters to those media houses, did you call them to alert them that they are flouting the laws?
Or do we need to? The caution letter is alone an information to them that they are flouting. Because the caution was telling that they were flouting, and they have to stop the flouting and go by the directive or by the law. This is a provision that was already there. So the whole thing shouldn't be like a new directive. So we expect that the media station will comply. And let me mention that they should understand the spirit behind this regulation. And it's mainly to protect public health and safety, especially children. They should look at that as against personal gain or the revenue of the station.
On sanctions against offenders, Mr. Latte said the authority will have to decide whether to prosecute the presenter who played the advert at the wrong time, the media organization, or both the media organization and the advertising company.
When it comes to prosecution, investigation will determine who should be held responsible. But when it comes to what we call an administrative fine, we can fine both the advertiser and then the media station. Or both of them are flouted the law. But when it comes to the area of prosecution, the police will tell me that through their investigation, who should be held liable.
Why should the advertiser be held liable?
Well, the law says that don't advertise that particular product within this period of time. So if you send it to a media station and they are airing it outside that time, because I know they will agree with you on the time they are going to air. So if you agree to it, then you are culpable. Because the point is this, assuming you are paid for a peak time, and they do not play it at a peak time, they play outside a peak time, you are the responsible as an advertiser. The same way, if the law is telling you when to advertise and when not to advertise, you equally be held liable to that.
Director of Communication at the FDA, James Latte, talking to Felix Kofi.